I'm Bob Bradley, and I'm running for office in your district. Now, I've been hearing something that's somewhat surprising. My opponent, Mike McAllister, is ahead of me in the polls. This despite him being a known convicted felon and an ex-skinhead. And not only that, his poll numbers have surged after it was revealed that he has an exorbitant amount of unpaid parking tickets. Now, I may be just a regular old Joe, but it seems to me that this district's voters seem to like the people that walk on the other side of the tracks. Well, let me tell you, folks, I'm no saint myself. Why, just this morning, I parked in a loading zone for almost 20 minutes. I made eye contact with that meter maid and didn't move my car. The ticket I got was even heftier than the usual ticket one gets. The amount was so high, it made my bowels turn to water. After that, well, I strangled a man with my bare hands in front of his wife and two kids. That was something. And I capped off the day by lighting myself a cigar and raping a couple of puppies. Ain't nothing like a cigar and raping puppies after a long day. I don't know about you folks, but just thinking about it makes me remember why I got into public service in the first place. So vote for me, Bob Bradley. Why settle for yesterday's criminal when you can have tomorrow's? I'm Bob Bradley, and I approve this message. It's Riffs and Giggles! Tonight, comedian Dan Clark! Musical guest, your host, JP! Thank you, folks. Welcome to Riffs and Giggles. I am your host, Jason Parsons, and what a show we have for you tonight, folks. Before we get to it, though, I'd like to talk about something. It's not new. It's not news. I don't know if you heard about this. Happened a few decades ago. Do you know the band Milli Vanilli? You know this? You know the band Milli Vanilli? Yeah? They actually weren't singers. It was two guys that they started a duet. And it turned out, they won awards. They actually won Grammys. And And it turned out they actually weren't singing at all. Don't remember exactly who was singing. I don't know if it was revealed. It was just these two guys. They were just, lip syncing and dancing, and they were pretending to be Milli and Vanilli, or Vanilli and Milli. I'm not sure which one, which order, which is the best order, which one was the leader. And what happened to these guys? I know one guy died tragically. I'm not sure how he died. I'm sure it wasn't good. They were lip syncing. Not good. Do you like music, folks? Do you like karaoke? You have to sing. I wonder if you can karaoke and lip sync. Probably. Technically, it's not singing. It's not. What? I know there was this show called the Lip Sync Battle. Lip Sync Battle. You know, we have enough wars. We don't need more battles, folks. I mean, if you're going to battle, you know, just. I'm a peaceful guy myself. Yeah, we don't need wars. We don't need lip syncing. So folks, just sing and be happy. All right, folks. Tonight, oh, what a show we have for you tonight, folks. Oh my God, we have comedian Dan Clark is here. Also, musical guest Fat Bangs is here. So we got a great show. Stay tuned, folks. We'll be right back after this.
If you're a city slicker like Ann Foster, you come from Waterloo, Iowa. You learned fast, and wanted to read your newspaper in half, to order Danish, not sweet rolls, to almost like cardboard coffee. But this you do hold on to. Every woman needs to be herself at times. Your answer? Baking. Baking good, baking often with gold medal flour. Little kitchen, true. Strange oven, also true. But you feel about gold medal the way most women do. You count on gold medal. Trust it so much, you don't sift anymore. Gold medal flour is that fine, that uniform, that dependable. It gives you a feeling of confidence right down to your fingertips. what some call a white thumb. Couldn't your baking use this touch of gold medal confidence? Your white thumb?
Welcome back, folks. My first guest tonight is a hilarious comedian out of Philadelphia. He has a comedy album out called Robots in Philadelphia, available on Spotify or wherever you get your comedy albums. Folks, please welcome Dan Clark.
We come from work today. Everyone working? Yeah. Are we in the office? Everyone back in the office? Yeah. Some of you? No? Some of you are just like, I don't work. Fuck it. You have a question in the back? This is the question and answer section? What?
Where's your job at?
What?
Where's the job at?
What job?
Right.
Your job?
No, yours.
I'm unemployed. Fucking dickhead. I came to Yardley, Pennsylvania, of all places, to forget my problems. And then Santa Claus in the back is like, get a job! I'm hiring for elves, Peter Dinklage! I did bring my resume, we'll talk later. I do have a job now. I got laid off earlier this year. I do have a job now, and I have to be back in the office, and that's like, it sucks. But I found a new way to seem productive all the time without actually doing anything, and that's just you have to keep printing. Just get up, never stop printing anything. That's all you have to do. You just have to, no one questions you, just print, walk, grab paper. There has to be stuff on it, though. There has to be something, like, no one's gonna read it, but they gotta, like, recipes. I've never seen the movie 8 Mile. I know all the rap battle lyrics. So, yeah. I got laid off in January, right around the time they started talking about getting rid of TikTok. And at first I was like, no, freedom of speech, don't get rid of TikTok. And then after 6 months of being unemployed, I was like, get fucking rid of TikTok. This thing's awful. It sucks. I went down some weird, dark rabbit holes on TikTok. Like, this means nothing to you, but there was some drama earlier this year at the Wizarding Convention of Pennsylvania. Again, nothing to you, 10 hours a day for 2 weeks for me, you know? It was weird. The drama was there were a bunch of people yelling at an old guy because they were accusing him of being a pedophile. And I think that's great. I think you should always yell at people if you think they're pedophiles. But there's also no way he was the only pedophile at the Wizarding Convention of Pennsylvania, right? Like, if there's five people going, hey, that guy's a pedophile, there's five other people going, oh shit, are they talking to me, dude? Fuck. You know? I thought about getting into cyberbullying. Thought that might be fun at 33 years old for the first time, right? I can't do it. I'm not good enough at it. Because I was going up against, like, 12-year-olds who were born in the darkness with an iPad. You know, these fuckers are so good at it. They just have Apple goggles on, looking to the sky, like, ah, whose quinceañera can I ruin today? Becky Rodriguez. But I'm a fan now. I do. I have my favorites. My favorite cyberbullier. Some of you may have seen his work. He doesn't have a picture in his profile, but a username, @user225, suck my big fat butthole. Really good at what he does. Phenomenal. Great stuff, S kid. He's either 15 or 50 and lives in his parents' basement. He might be Bronson. I'm kidding. I don't think it's Bronson. But this kid found what I thought was like the Mount Everest of cyberbullying. And he saw that the folks that were stuck in the International Space Station were going live on Instagram and thought to himself, I don't know if anyone's ever called an astronaut a pussy before. So he did. He hit him hard in the comments on that Instagram live. It was just pussy, pussy, pussy. You're never going to be Neil Armstrong, pussy, pussy, pussy. It's pretty great. So yeah, thank fucking God I have a job now, because that was, ooh. It's going to some dark places, you know? I watched a lot of true crime. Are we a true crime crowd in here? Yeah. I like to ask this question. I got into true crime after or before podcast. Did you guys, like, are you guys all podcast true crime folks? Okay, yeah. You can hide it. I got into true crime when I was in high school, so I had to go to the library and be like, show me a book about Jeffrey Dahmer, please. And that's not good luck with this. My full name's Daniel James Clark. That sounds like someone who hides bodies in empty above-ground pools. You know, that's not a great look.
Dan Clark, come over here. Come over here. Sit down. All right. Let's do an interview. Let's do a proper interview. Before we start the interview, what would you like to drink? I have Coca-Cola, Pepsi, RC Cola, a generic cola, classic Coke, New Coke, Diet Pepsi, Diet Generic Cola, Coke Zero, Pepsi Zero Sugar, Cherry Coke, Vanilla Coke, Thumbs Up, Cafola, Africola, Vitacola, Cubicola, Campicola, some cola from Vietnam, some kind of Australian cola that I absolutely do not recommend, a vintage Tab, possibly, let me check, a Coca-Cola Black, and tap water. Not bottled, though, just straight tap water, which I also, I'm sorry, do not recommend because for some reason the city told us to boil the water today. So, what would you like?
I'd like a beer. Well, after all of those options, I think I'd like the tap water that the city told you should boil today for some reason. Nothing better than hot tap water.
Dan Clark, how are you?
I'm good.
I'd like to start with a simple question. What's your favorite color?
I think my favorite color is green.
Dan Clark, thank you so much for being on the show. Folks, stick around. We'll be right back with Fat Bangs after this.
Now, a cigarette that's low in tar and nicotine, high in menthol flavor. New Montclair. Just enough in every puff makes every puff a pleasure. How much is just enough? Just enough menthol to please your taste. Montclair's new charcoal menthol filter does it. Charcoal granules that are both activated and mentholated release just enough menthol to freshen every puff, so every puff tastes as good as the first puff. What's so modern about Montclair? The answer is in Montclair's modern menthol flavor. Yet Montclair is surprisingly low in tar and nicotine, but the flavor's still there when you smoke Montclair. Just enough in every puff makes every puff a pleasure. Smoke Montclair, new from the American Tobacco Company.
Welcome, my folks. My next guests are a musical group from the great state of New Jersey. Please welcome Fat Bangs. Fat Bangs, welcome to Riffs and Giggles.
Thanks.
Hi.
Hey, Jason. Thanks for having us.
How you guys doing?
I'm good, thank you.
I will not complain today.
Doing good.
Yeah, we're all right.
How's music treating you these days?
I enjoy playing. Thank you for asking.
I'm still playing, so happy about that.
Oh, yeah, if I don't play, I'm going to die, I swear to God. Seriously, thank you.
Yeah, I'm like a shark. If I stop moving, if I stop musicking, I'll probably just faint in the water.
Yeah, man.
Basically an addiction. You just can't kick it.
Yo, for real.
I see the band is from New Jersey. Have you met my buddy Joe?
Wait, you mean like Joe Mama? Is that what you're talking about? Like,
I think maybe Joe Piscopo.
Oh!
Oh, Joe Piscopo.
Oh my God, Joe Piscopo, yes!
Yeah.
Or like, are there any other Joes that
Piscopo,
we know?
Piscopo, that's like Italian.
Joe's the best New Jersey Joe.
Joey Bag of Donuts, right?
Joey Bag of Donuts.
Joe Bruno.
You'd probably have to clarify, because living in Jersey, I probably know 138 Joes.
Yeah, for real.
That's 138.
Yo,
is there like a Joe in the Misfits?
Joey Image.
Joe.
Yo, yes.
Joey Image.
That's
Misfits,
right. Yeah. Yeah, that's right. I know Jose. Does that count?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh,
yes.
Sweet.
Yes.
What about Jose B?
I know a Jose Beast. Yes, I know very many Jose Beasts.
How many people do you know named Joe?
Oh.
Just Joe Mama.
Yeah, just Joe. I think Joe Mama's enough, right?
Yeah.
Joe Mama delivered my children.
What's the band's story? How'd you meet? What are your names? What do you each play?
Kat, you want to start?
I'm Kat DeVille. I play drums.
Joy Bailamy. I don't know. What is my last name? I don't know.
Joy Bay, guitarist.
Joy Bay.
And vocals.
Motherfucker.
Sweet Tooth, bass.
And I'm Jay, I play guitar.
How'd you decide on the instrument you play? What made you pick it up in the first place?
I saw a girl play, and that was it for me.
I wanted to be like Kurt Cobain and Courtney Love at the same time.
I was listening to my older brother's Metallica albums, and I heard Cliff Burton, and that just made me want to play bass.
Guess I just wasn't good enough looking to be the lead singer, so guitar it is.
What's your favorite Bon Jovi song?
Nice segue.
18 in Life? Oh, no, that's Skid Row.
Skid Row!
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know that expression, having your cake and eating it too? I know what it means, but I always thought it doesn't make much sense. What do you think?
I'm gonna take this one. I think it makes tons of sense because you can't have your cake and you eat it too.
That's exactly what he just said.
Because if you eat it, then you don't have it.
Yeah, but you had it before you ate it.
No one is meant to have...
But then you had it. That's not happening.
No one's ever meant to have cake for like the rest of your life.
Yeah, well, that's like saying...
That's right, because if you have it for too long, it's going to go bad anyway.
No, you're supposed to eat it.
So you might as well just fucking eat it.
That's like saying you're like...
Cake is meant to be eaten, guys.
Yeah, exactly.
You know that?
It is meant to be.
Yeah, but that's like saying you can't have a cigarette and eat it, too.
This whole conversation is nullified.
Or smoke it, too. Like, if you smoke a cigarette, you don't have it anymore. But
smoke it, too.
I don't think you should eat a cigarette.
You gotta smoke it.
Oh,
you okay, can have whatever sense. You want.
Now
you can do whatever you want
way,
with
now
it.
I understand.
You know.
It can be used to say that one cannot have two incompatible things, and that one should not try to have more than is reasonable. There you go. That's the answer.
Should a band member wear their own band T-shirt on stage? Yes or no?
No.
How about the whole band? All the band members wearing the same band T-shirt with the lead singer on the T-shirt, and the lead singer's wearing the T-shirt that is of her fucking ass on the shirt.
Got to sell that merch, right?
Only if it's hers.
And
I'm talking about
if you're on the road and you're really good and you have no laundry.
This is a true story.
Makes sense.
How often do you listen to Bon Jovi? Every day or every other day?
Skid Row.
I'm sorry. I'm not sorry. I
listen to 18 in Life every other day.
I listen to Young Guns. I listen to Young Guns all day. That's cool.
I listen to Bed of Roses. I sing it to my cat every morning and every night.
We're going to hear your song, She Kills. What can you tell me about it?
Oh, man. That song is about my cat. My cat mama running fucking through the streets, through the woods. Like that fox and David the Gnome. Anyone else remember that?
Mm-mm.
Oh. Niche.
Oh. Wait, that's that cartoon.
Esoteric.
Okay.
80s. So yeah, she runs through the woods. She bites, she fights, she thrills, and she kills. She does it for me in the name of love.
Sick.
If John Bon Jovi's last name were McGee, you think he'd still have called his band Bon Jovi?
You're done.
I think he probably would have called it Skid Row.
Skid Marks.
No, Snake Szabo. His name was Szabo.
I used to live in the same town as Jake the Snake Szabo. He's a cool ass dude.
No, he's a cool guy. He's a very cool guy.
Bam Bam Bigelow.
I shred.
I met him a couple times. He's a nice
Bam
dude.
Bam Bam used to buy me ice cream when I was a kid.
My mom went to high school with him. She ended up selling pizzas with his fucking family.
Oh, that's cool, man.
Jersey shit.
Right?
When we go see Fat Bangs live, what can we expect?
Full frontals.
Titties swinging.
Mm-hmm.
Loud and dirty.
Yeah.
Utters.
Oh, yeah. Nasty.
Really, really fast.
Bangitude.
Yeah.
Faster than it is on the album.
Fat Bangs, thanks so much for being on the show.
Thanks for having us.
Yay.
Thank you, Jason. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Jason, appreciate
it. All right, folks, before we leave you with Fat Bangs' performance, let me just tell you, go to riffsandgigglespod.com for all your Riffs and Giggles needs. Everything's there. Also, you can find band links in the show notes. You can find surprises there as well. And so everything's there. Send me an email if you have requests or whatever, or comments. Hey, and if you have something good to say, say it on the link there, and what you play your podcast on. And give some stars. If you don't like the show, don't listen. Folks, I love you. Here they are, folks, performing their song, She Kills, Fat Bangs, on Riffs and Giggles.
Run to the river, run to the void, drenching blood,
drenching blood.
Fight Abattoir.
Yo!
Production.
You guys want to redo that?
No.
No, it's not. Hopefully he'll edit out all the shit and make it sound decent.